You are listening to The Morning Magazine on KGNU. I'm joined in the studio this morning by Colorado author Heather Mateus Sappenfield. She'll be presenting her new book, The River Between Hearts, tomorrow evening at the Boulder Bookstore. Good morning, and thanks for coming into the Boulder studio this morning, driving all the way from Vail, no less.
Oh, I'm glad to be here, Shannon. Thank you.
So start off by telling us about your book.
Well, it is marketed as a middle grade novel, but I am calling it a read for all ages and a read for our times. And it is based upon some things I saw when I was teaching in the Vail Valley in the late 90s. I would have new students arrive in the classroom that I knew were new to America. And you don't ask questions when you're a teacher. You're there just there to teach the people and that show up in your class. But some mornings I would come into the school and they would be gathered in the lobby consoling each other and crying because some of family members or parents had been deported the night before. And regardless of your politics, just watching those young people with no documentation and no family here, that's scary. And it stuck with me as an author. I knew someday that would be something that I would explore. And so this book delves into that, but it came to me at the middle grade level with an almost 11-year-old girl. And she is showed up to tell the story of marching along the banks of a creek, angry because she'd had her own loss, and she heads to her tree fort and finds a stowaway there.
And explain what you mean by middle grade novel.
So middle grade is marketed because of the narrator specifically for ages 8 through 14. But it is definitely a read for all ages.
And you did beat me to the punch with one of my questions because this book gave me big like school teacher vibes. And so I was going to ask, like, have you ever taught elementary school? So I'm assuming that it was elementary school.
No,
level.
It was high school.
Oh.
But I've taught guest taught at elementary schools, middle schools, high school, college, all of it. I love teaching.
Well, and this book is obviously based in Colorado, but it never specifies where. In your mind, is it in a specific location?
No, and that's pretty purposeful. So it is actually partially a love song to the Vail Valley, where I have lived for over 30 years. And we are a complex valley, and we have so many visitors and tourists that come that aren't even aware of this other layer that's going on underneath. And so for me, it was about creating sort of a bridge and an awareness between those layers. The biggest thing that stuck with me after that experience that I knew that I would one day want to write about is the luxury of indifference that I had had. And how in that goes on in classrooms where in the Vail Valley, ask any public school teacher, and it's still going on now in 2020, but any resort town or probably any town or city in Colorado in the United States. So it's something that I wanted to explore in this book.
And there's a lot of also class indifference, right? There's a character in the book who her father owns this luxury hotel. She has a pony. And, you know, there's just, and the mother who had been deported, or it's never like really specified, at least up until the point where I'm almost at the end. But the mother of Perla works in the hotel.
Yes.
And Rill, the main character, it kind of like dawns on her. And it had never really clicked before, you know, that she had crossed paths with Perla's mom. Right?
Right, right. Just the way we move through this world without recognizing others around us as fellow people. And that's my main goal with this book, especially starting with younger readers, is to look around and say, hey, we're all people. We're all people. And, you know, we don't have to be best friends, but let's view each other with compassion.
And I'm wondering, what on that topic of compassion, what else are you attempting to just communicate to younger readers about these different realities?
I think more just being aware, you know, younger readers, middle grade readers, especially, they're defining their world. That's their work. They define their world. And then as you get older into young adult, then all of a sudden the angst shows up and it says, oh, this is how the world is and how do I fit or not fit in it? So these younger readers are defining their world. And I'm hoping to just expand their view of the world so that it's more open and with kindness, not necessarily so closed. You know, kids can often get in their groups and be mean. You know, popularity becomes a big thing. And so I'm hoping that if we start young, we can start to open those eyes and create bridges between cultures and in all the ways that people are different.
Empathy and solidarity. Yeah. Heather Matea Sappenfield will present her book tomorrow evening at the Boulder Bookstore at
6:30. Yeah.
The event is free and open to the public. Heather, thank you for driving all the way from Vail
absolutely
to join us on the Morning Magazine.
I had to come down here to get a winter storm.